Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm very happy to have Brian Stack join me today on the podcast. Brian is the president of Stack Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric in Avon, Ohio. Stack is a family-owned business, and Brian is the second generation in the business. They joined ServiceNation Alliance in 2020 and have had phenomenal growth. This year, they won the highest dollar growth award and the highest percentage growth award, which is very impressive given all the great companies in ServiceNation Alliance. We're going to hear about their company, how they got this tremendous growth. Brian Stack, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thank you.
So congratulations on the recent ServiceNation Awards. Well done.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So the history of your business is really interesting. Your parents started the business. Tell us why and when all that happened.
Yeah, my parents started the business out of our house in 1976. I think I was 2 years old at that point. My dad did a little bit of everything with HVAC, a little plumbing, and a lot of hydronics. There was a lot of boiler work in our area. But he was 26 years old when he started the business. You know, he grew the business up. I think it was about 13 people. And he really had a passion for steam and hot water heat. So in 1990, he sold off the forced air portion of the business and just focused on steam and hot water and went back to himself and one other guy. And
oh, then, that's very interesting. Wow.
Yeah. And then in 1993, I came on full time. So there were three of us at that point. And for 18 years, all we did was steam and hot water heat. And then in about 2008, my brother Kevin and I decided we wanted to continue to grow the business. We got back into the forced air side and, you know, steadily grew. And then about 10 years ago, we added electrical. And almost 4 years ago, we added plumbing.
Wow, that's so interesting. Are your parents still involved with the business?
My dad is. Yeah, he retired 7 years ago, but he still comes to the office every day. You know, and we try and go to lunch every day, him, my brother, and I. You know, his main focus around the shop now is taking care of the property. So he cuts the grass and plows the snow and fixes little things here and there. It's nice having him, you know, come around every day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, to get to have lunch with your dad every day, that's a real gift.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. Yeah, I do have another brother and a sister in the business, too. So there's four of us in here.
Wow. I got to hear more about that at some point. So how about you? How did you get into the business? Did you always gravitate to it, or was this something that you did later on?
I've always been mechanical, but I did after high school. I did go to college for mechanical engineering, and it just wasn't really what I thought it was going to be. So after 2 years in college, I came back home, I guess my mother's wishes, but just started working in the business with my dad and really enjoyed what I was doing.
Yeah. You know what? That's good. A lot of times college, just, you know, what you expect to get out of it isn't what you get out of it. And running a business can be so tremendously satisfying. The trades have such great jobs in them. So good choice.
It's been very rewarding, you know, getting to where we are now.
How did you move into the leadership role?
I think it was just kind of natural. You know, I wanted to grow the business. I enjoyed just building the business and seeing where we could take it. And I always like a challenge and just kind of fell in place. I got involved with ACCA about 15 years ago and, you know, started learning a lot from other people. And I know, you know, there's a lot of great ACCA members part of ServiceNation too, but just learning, you know, learning from peers and things. It's been fun to challenge myself daily with different things and other than just the mechanical side.
Yeah, it is. Running a business is an intellectual challenge, but it's very satisfying when it works. Tell me about the business now.
It's grown. We're up to about 84 people now. And
wow.
We're working on a second location about 40 miles west of us. And I kind of look at it as my job is to make sure I can provide a career for our people and give them a place to advance. So that's part of my reasoning behind trying to grow the business. A lot of trades companies, they're smaller companies, nothing wrong with that, but there's just not a lot of room for advancement for people.
Yeah.
As they, you know, grow into the trade. So I kind of look at that as my challenge to continue to grow the business, to give everybody a chance to move up if they want to. And everything else just will kind of fall in place. The growth of the business and the financial pieces, those all come when you're running a good business.
Good way to approach it. What area? So your Avon is next to Cleveland.
We're about 20 miles west of downtown Cleveland.
Okay. So do you service like all along the lake there? Or are you mostly in Cleveland? What's your breakup geographically?
Yeah, it's about a 40-mile radius from our Avon location. We're starting to go, you know, like I said, farther west, probably more like 60 miles from our Avon location. But with having that second location that we're hoping to build out in Sandusky, Ohio, that will help us service that western area a little better.
Wow.
You know, we're kind of landlocked to the north. We can't go north. So, yeah.
There's no business out in the middle of the lake. Huh?
No. So we've only got a half a circle to work with.
Yeah, well, good for you. Second location. That's impressive. It speaks well to your business and your growth.
Mm-hmm.
So we touched on the family. Let's talk more about that. What are the different roles of the family in the business?
Yeah, everyone's got, you know, a different role. And my youngest brother, he's running the warehouse and the, you know, the parts side. My sister is accounts payable, a little bit of HR in there. And then my brother, Kevin, is more operations and dealing with some of our divisions, especially on HVAC side, a little closer with those managers. And then I'm kind of, you know, just overseeing, doing marketing, working with plumbing and electrical a little bit. But we all get along, know our roles, and, you know, work good together.
Are you the oldest in the
Yeah.
So is it natural for you to be the leader of the company? Do you think of yourself that way?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, I think that, you know, the fact that we all get along good, that we can lean on each other for help in certain areas and just makes the day work a lot smoother.
So that's four of you guys, four siblings in the business, and you guys all get along. I mean, I've seen families work out really well, and I've seen it be horrible. Is there anything that you do that you think makes it work well?
I don't know. I think it's just our parents brought us up right. We've all gotten along forever. We never had any family issues. And even the transition over when I started to kind of take over things and working with my brother, Kevin, the transition from my parents to us was very smooth. No issues. There was, you know, when we wanted to make changes and grow the business, my dad was like, you know, as long as things are moving in the right direction, you guys can do what you want and kind of take it from there. So it's just, everything's just worked out really nice for all of us, I think.
That's nice to hear. It's painful when you see families work together in a business and then have it all fall apart on them. They damage the business and then they damage the relationships too. It's terrible.
You know, I think part of it too is none of us have really big egos. We know we got to work hard to continue to grow the business, but none of us are really out there with a big ego trying to just boss someone or push them around it. This is the way we're going to do it or not, but we get along well and can work together to move the business in the right direction.
Awesome. Good for you guys. So you guys are second generation. Is there a third generation coming up into the business?
Not yet. I have four daughters. None of them wanted to come into the business. My brother, Kevin, has two sons. They're still on the younger. I think they're 9 and 10 right now. So we're not sure about those two. But then my sister and my other brother all have girls too. And none of them seem to be interested either. So part of our with the growth of the business was to always set it up where it would be a business that someone would want to buy at some point and not necessarily have to know the trades, you know, that they could just be a business that could run and they could have something good. So that's been kind of our growth mentality too.
Yeah. Good plan. I mean, good plan anyway, irrespective of whether there's another generation coming up. But with all those kids that you guys have, I got to believe that a couple of them are going to want to get into the business at some point. But you never know, right?
No. Yeah, it could be at some point. My youngest daughter has a coffee shop, so she's been keeping me busy with that.
She has a coffee shop?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Helped her open that about a year and a half ago, and she's doing extremely well.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, the entrepreneurial bug got passed on, I guess, right?
Yep.
So you joined Service Nation in 2020. Why did you do that, and what's your experience been with Service Nation?
Initially, we joined Service Nation for the rebate program. So we've been a part of Service Roundtable forever, and we took advantage of it, the rebate program and all the online pieces that we could use, the marketing pieces and things.
Yeah.
But then we decided, you know, we were looking at the equipment and things that we were purchasing and the rebate program upgrade when you get into Service Nation, and it just made sense for us. But since then, my brother has taken advantage of the AB groups. He's gotten quite a bit out of that with his group over the last few years. And, you know, just learning from what other people are doing, seeing what's going on in the industry, that's been very helpful.
So you mentioned the rebates, and I saw you are getting massive rebates from Service Nation.
Right.
You must enjoy getting that check every quarter. Do you do anything special to maximize those rebates, or does it just happen for you guys?
It just kind of happens. We were already doing business with a lot of those companies, so it was an attractive thing to join Service Nation just for that reason alone. But, you know, the added benefits have definitely been nice.
Earlier in our conversation, you said that one of the things you focus on is creating careers for people in your company. And I thought that was really a unique way to think about it. But you still have to do specific things to get growth. So if you look back over the years, what do you think you've done to create this amazing growth that you've had?
I guess besides just marketing, being involved in the community, doing things locally, networking, being a part of chambers of commerce and networking groups and taking part in farmers markets, just things like that to get our name out there and try and show that family company, we're here to help. A lot of little things to just add it up. So a lot of our business is word of mouth. That means a lot when you're getting referred a lot to other people. Trust you. I think that's probably been our biggest thing with the growth. And then with the level of service that we've given over the years on the HVAC side, when we got into electrical and plumbing, that customer base just started to use us because they knew what to expect.
That's really interesting. I want to ask you about that because one of the things that some people have said that have added on another trade, they say, yeah, everybody knows about our, choose one, say plumbing. Everybody knows about our plumbing, but they never know that we do HVAC. Did you guys do anything special to make sure that your HVAC people knew that you had plumbing and electrical?
One thing that I did was when you call into our office, you had to press 1, for plumbing, 2 for electrical, 3 for HVAC, just so the call would go to the right person.
Yeah.
But what I did on purpose was press 1 for plumbing, 2 for electrical, so you had to listen to it so that you knew
that we got it. That's really smart.
Yeah, if people didn't know, but now if they're calling in, they would hear plumbing and electrical first, and that kind of worked. It helped a lot. And then you're trying to train the techs to, talk to the customers about it too, which is sometimes difficult because then they're concentrating on the one thing that they're there for. But yeah, I think changing that on the phone system made a big difference.
That is really interesting. That one tip alone might be worth listening to the podcast for. That's very clever. Yeah. So you got a big team. How do you find and keep good people?
Well, we do have a training program. So we can bring people in from scratch and put them through training to get them up to where they need to be able to do tune-ups relatively quickly in about 3 months. They learn quite a bit. And we had a full-time instructor on staff, full training center and everything. So that's helped bring in young people and get them to a point where they can go out and start making money. Maintaining, who we have and making sure they're happy here. We'll do a lot of different events, go to local minor league baseball games, go to places like a main event, which is like a little video game, bowling alley type thing. But, we'll try and do things together as a group just to make it fun to work here, have company breakfasts, fishing trips, just different things. It's not just about coming to work and install furniture, air conditioning, right? You want to enjoy coming to work and like working with the people every day that you're with. So try and keep that as a forefront to what we do every day.
Do you find that harder to do with a larger team?
Yes, very difficult. So what we've been actually talking about recently is let's pick some different things throughout the year and maybe do it with smaller groups. So maybe only some people like to go fishing or some people like to go golfing or whatever it is, but let's do some more of smaller events throughout the year to try and more cater to everyone's likeness, what they want to do.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, Brian, thank you so much for doing this. What an interesting story you have. I love the whole thing there. You're starting with your dad selling off the forced air business because he really loved hydronics, which I totally understand. And then you and your brother coming in and the family business and expanding. What an amazing story you guys have. That's great. So thank you for doing it with me.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, this is David again. 3 quick notes. 1, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. 2, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. 3, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support.